Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys can hear me well, and I pray that there is some type of indication saying that you can hear me. Basani, are you there? Let me chime you in. Give me 1 minute. Basani?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, lady.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to Women of Strength
Blog Talk Radio.
We are doing the show a little bit different this evening, but it's okay because we are still united, we're still one, and we're going to do this. We're going to do the thing tonight. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We are waiting for LJ Wilson. I don't know, Vasani, if you can get her to call in so we can go ahead and get this started with her on the line. So
surely.
We are going to get started with a word of prayer. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, Father God. We just love on you this evening, Father. Lord God, we thank you for every little thing, medium-sized thing, huge thing, big thing, Father. We just want to thank you in all, Father God, for everything that you have done in our lives, for everything that you have yet to do in our lives, for everything that you are, every adjective in the book and those tips that are not even named, Father. We just want to thank you, Father God, for being who you are in our lives, our provider, oh God, our healer,
hallelujah.
Father, for our being our everything, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just sometimes we run out of words to say, to explain the greatness and the magnitude of your glory and the magnitude of just who you are, Father. But Father God, we thank you that you are a God that knows our heart, that you are a God that knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. So, Father God, we say thank you, Father. We say Imela, Father. We say Siabonga, Father. We say Gracias,
yes.
Lord. We say Merci,
yes.
Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to ask you for anything tonight because, Lord, Father, we know, oh God, that you are covering these airlines, these airwaves, Father. We know, Father God, that you are covering us. Us, Father, start off this call. We want to praise you, Father. We want to say thank you. We want to say we love you. We worship you.
We
exalt you. We magnify you.
We
glorify you. We lift your name on high, Father. Father God, your word says that if we humble ourselves unto you, Father God, that you will exalt us, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So, Lord, we humble ourselves to you, Father. Father God, we thank you for your mercy. Father God, we thank you for your grace. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you're omnipresent, omnipotent, Father. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, that you love us regardless of what we may do, oh God, that displeases you. That you love us, Father God, despite, Father God, everything that we do, oh God, that is against your will for our lives. Father God, we love you, and we say thank you, Father God, for loving us, oh God, how we are, oh God, loving us in all our sin, Father. Father God, we want to thank you for forgiving us when we say, Father, we repent in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to say thank you. We want to say
thank you
for such a wonderful week, a fabulous weekend, Father, and a wonderful Sunday. Lord, we say thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We say thank you. We
Hallelujah.
Say thank you. And we say thank you. Thank you for Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for our job.
Yes.
Thank you for our finances. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for our haters. Our haters. Thank you, Father God, for everything, Father. For everything, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way. When it seems to be no way. Thank you, Father God, for making every crooked way straight, Father. Thank you, Father God,
Lord.
For good health. Thank you, Father God, for a sound mind. Thank you, Father God, for peace, love, joy, happiness, Father. Thank you, Father God, for patience. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you have given us freely, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we bow before your throne and we say, holy, holy, holy are you, God Almighty. Father God, there is none like you in all the earth. Father God, we worship you in all your splendor. Father God, we praise your name with all your beauty. Father God, we glorify you, oh God, in all your excellence. Father God, we love you, oh Lord. We love everything about you, Father. And Father God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We praise you, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, oh God, for the gift of tongues. We thank you, Father God, for every gift that you have given to us, Father. Lord God, have your way on this line tonight. Forgive us our sins, Father. We repent for those things known and unbeknownst to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say, have your way. We submit Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio, ourselves, unto you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, on this day of Pentecost, Father, thank you, oh, God, for releasing your spirit to fall down on each and every one of us on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So welcome,
Lord,
everybody, to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. I am Nettie.
And I'm Asani, his purchase.
Yay! Well, I guess LJ Wilson will definitely join us in a little bit, but it is Sunday, May 24th. It is the day of Pentecost, and I am so happy, and I'm just filled. Like, I don't know, I just feel like today I'm just extra filled with his glory, with his presence. Like, I just feel him heavy, heavier than I've ever felt him before in my life today, especially, and I pray that it continues to just increase and increase and increase in Jesus' name, because we want more of him, more
Amen.
Of him. Every day when we go, when we do our daily activities, we need to be thirsty for the Spirit of God. We need to be hungry for the Word of God, for the things of God, because without him, nothing is possible. Nothing is possible. So welcome again to Women of Strength Blog Talk Radio. We have an exciting show today. We have, if you guys have tuned in before, we had Prophetess He Chose Nisi up on the lines, and she was ready. She just did what the Lord needed her to do on those two Sundays. I think it was like, what, two Sundays, Basani, she was with us?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it was about two Sundays, and she's ready. She's back. She's ready to just do, let the Lord use her. And I'm excited. I think I'm going to call in for a prayer.
Okay.
So, Basani.
Yes.
Last Sunday, it is so great to have you back.
Oh,
praise
the Lord. I missed you guys like crazy.
How are you feeling?
What's that?
I said, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so much better. I mean, the rest of my voice is still on its way back home, but other than that, you know, I feel great. And even through the blowing of my nose and the coughing and all of that good, yucky stuff, I still felt great on the inside, you know.
Amen.
I still felt the strength to go to work every day and give it 100%. And, you know, praise the Lord. I don't know if I told you this, Nettie, but, you know, I go to work super early so that I have about an hour, maybe half an hour to an hour to myself to just pray and worship in the morning. And it's like, when I really wasn't worried about the sneezing and the coughing and all the symptoms, as long as I could just get fortified and built up before walking into the office and then giving it my all. I mean, I was good.
Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like the presence of the Lord, especially early in the morning. Early
and especially at work.
Yes, yes. The Bible says that we should get up early to seek his face. So, Hello?
Yes?
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, this thing was just doing something weird, but that's okay. All right, so. No, it was just saying something on the. I know we have callers ready to speak to He Chose Nisi, and she will be on in a little bit. Let me get her. Why is it doing that? Okay, we are going to go on a quick break. You guys, please hold fast. We'll be right back.
Indeed.
Sorry, I had to work out some things on the back end. Basani, are you there?
I am here.
All right. LJ Wilson, are you there?
LJ?
All right. Well, I guess she will definitely join us. All right. So, I just, you know, called, made sure DC was able to get on, and she will be getting on in a minute. We thank God. So I wanted to speak on, actually, I'm sorry. Let's rewind. Testimonies. Testimonies, testimonies, testimonies. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is.
I think that's how it goes, Basani.
Nah, no, it's not.
My
but
God
that was okay,
is so
though.
Good.
How good is he?
He is so good for just simply waking me up this morning and just being there with me. And just like I said, I've been feeling his presence extra these past days. And I'm like, Lord, fill me up until I overflow. And, you know, the Bible says that we should ask and we have not because we ask not, or ask and we shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened. So I have just been asking for more of him, and, you know, because we can never have enough of him. So I just thank God for providing. I thank God for just being in me and, you know, just walking with me and directing me. And I just love him, and I love on him day in and day out. So that is why God is good.
Yes, well. My God is so good.
How good is he?
I say, my God is so good.
How good is he?
Woo, I can't begin to enumerate the reasons, y'all, but I'm going to try. So I'm going to start with something that had me particularly excited and tippity-tap dancing. So as some of our listeners know, if you've been following along with kind of my chronicle of looking for a job and trying to find something permanent, whew, the Lord ushered me into a permanent position last week. But here's the
Amen.
Thing. I'm going to try my very best to tell a very long story in 1 minute or less. Okay? So I'm going to take a deep breath. Okay, so in 2010, I was working for a dermatologist, and I thought, this lady is teaching me a lot. I'm learning a lot. She's letting me do a lot more than most medical assistants are allowed to do. However, she wasn't really the nicest lady, and by not nice, I mean she wouldn't let us eat lunch. Ever. So I wound up leaving that position, and I thought that, maybe medicine isn't my thing. I wound up coming back to medical assisting, and most recently, I was awarded a temporary position over in Chevy Chase in a dermatology clinic. Now, they were so excited and impressed with the knowledge that I had from this not-so-nice doctor that taught me 5 years ago that they offered me a full-time permanent position within 6 weeks of me. Now, typically,
wow.
It's 6 months, 9 months, and the other thing is that the pay that they're offering is $5 more per hour.
Jesus.
My highest paying salary in this position, on top of benefits, including tuition reimbursement, including discounts on my cell phone so I can talk to y'all even more often. I mean, the Lord is so good. He put me with people that are caring, that are nurturing, that have high expectations of me, but are also willing to give me the guidance that I need. Like, when I say the Lord, who is the master of my destiny, y'all just
hallelujah.
I had to give him all the praise and all the glory. That's a regular thing that I do, but I almost fell on my face in that office when I got the call that I'm starting on June the 8th. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. That is wonderful. Wow. God just basically showed you, look, this is what I'm about to do for you. So just brace yourself, hold your horses, take a deep breath, and bam, he laid it right on your lap.
He gave me beauty for my ashes. He broke down why I had to deal with that woman that was kind of treacherous and not so nice. He explained why I had to endure the things that I had to endure, and that the humiliation would turn into exaltation. Like, I'm not trying to preach, y'all,
But can I just preach on the wave your hands? Give the Lord a wave offering in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are, in your car. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. God is
about to have a revival.
Too good. Oh, my goodness. Lord, okay, people are having difficulties getting on. Oh, the devil is a liar. I'm getting a lot of texts saying that they're having, even Niecy herself is saying she can't get on.
Oh.
Let's see.
Well, shall we take a musical break?
Yes, let me figure this out, guys. Hold fast, please, and we will be right back because we got to get Prophetess Niecy up on the airwaves. So we'll be right back, guys. We'll be back. I don't know what's going on, but the devil is a lie.
A liar.
Hold on. Okay, now it's not letting me. Really? This is crazy. Right.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and He placed His love on me. And I will trust Him, yeah, to heal my last heartbeat. Bring them through.
Vasani?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome back to Woman of Strength Blog Talk Radio. This is what we're going to have to do because apparently we're being messed with right now. We're going to have to move it to the Woman of Strength prayer line. And since she's going to be doing the rest of the show anyway, because apparently this is telling me that I did something that I didn't do. So, yes, I think that's the best option. What do you guys think?
I'm in full agreement with that. I mean, we have had to do it before. We'll do it again. There's nothing, there's no sports on earth that's called Stop This Show or Under the
Amen.
Under the Over ever. So let's do it.
Okay, so
Amen.
Guys, get a pen, get some paper. If you have to put this on Facebook, on your status, let everybody know that we are moving Blog Talk because we have to have Prophetess on and she's not able to get on. Call in to, got your pen, got your paper? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Hi, LJ.
Hello,
Hi, LJ.
Hello.
Okay, so call in at 605-562-3140. 605-562-3140. Access number is 153-457-pound. 153-457-pound. So call in about 10 minutes. We are going to get Prophetess Nisi on the lines, and we will do it that way. That's fine. So this show is all about y'all. It's for y'all. It's for your prayers. And whatever God has, whatever he has to say to you. So please give us a call at that number, and we will continue with the call. I'm all flustered right now. Clustered, flustered, blustered, whatever.
Praise
the Lord.
No worries.
Give
no
us
worries.
A call in 10 minutes, and we will continue there. I hope you guys heard us. We will see you in 10 minutes. All right. Bye.
Hallelujah.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Love you.